You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. It is our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer club-level tickets or $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation.
All right, and this hour's keyword is family. F-A-M-I-L-Y, family. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send in the keyword family for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
All right, this hour you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the keyword again is family, so text that in, F-A-M-I-L-Y. You've got till the end of the hour. Good luck. Now back to John Mino, Jim Schmidt, Mino and the Mayor.
Right.
Well, thank you very much, Todd. You know, one thing that we always notice when we come down to the Oshkosh area, and we love coming down here just for the great city. Even driving in again this morning, I'm looking at the dates of when buildings were built. And one was 1890, another one was 1895. It was just on the way. I just love the history that has been restored here in Oshkosh. But another thing about Oshkosh that every time we're here, this gets reinforced. The passion you have for paying forward by going backwards with young people and the things and the opportunities you provide them. And we're with two people that are so instrumental in doing those kind of things right now. Kate Stell and Bill Wyman, Oshkosh Area Community Foundation. We're talking about one of these things, one of the camp, and I was just reading about it, typical for this area, has been in existence since 1937. Boom.
Yeah.
I mean, phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're happy to be here. Thank you.
A community needs a community foundation. Because of what Johnny's talking about, we're going to talk about where some of your money goes, but it's incredible what you do to help the overall community, not just some specific projects, but this whole scholarship thing, which I really want to talk about is, I mean, that's you're investing in your future when you take these 300 kids.
We've been around for coming on 100 years.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's pretty
we've
cool.
Been helping the community since, I'd say, in the 40s, we started giving money away, and it's been wonderful. The passion that people have to give back to the community is just wonderful.
I think that is so cool. I mean, that really and truly is. You guys have such a nucleus here of like, okay, this is who we've always been. No need to change it. We're gonna, you know, like the breweries, the different things, the fire stations that are still being used. I love the fact that you guys never felt the need to like just knock everything down like you did with this great mall in Green Bay and start over. You guys have just taken the history and just enhanced it and made it better. And Camp, pronounce the name, Hiwila?
Hiwila.
Hiwila.
Yeah.
Explain that. That's the one that's been around since 1937 and still going strong.
There was a camp out west of town that was on a small lake, and the camp wasn't doing as well as it did. And I think it was in the early 90s or so.
95. It's 30 years of the fund this year.
So they sold the camp, and they put the money into the community foundation, and today we're still giving grants for camperships.
Yeah, I think those are just announced. So some of the alumni of the camp really came together and rallied around that to carry forward the
mission.
The mission of the camp and the memories they had there. So they still sponsor camperships for kids in Winnebago County to go to summer camps all over the state. It's 30 years of the Hiwila Youth Fund this year.
That's
so
awesome.
And, and you also do new things as well. But what I like about community foundations, like yours here in Oshkosh, is you get your pulse on the community.
Yeah.
Whereas there may be needs that weren't there 20, 25 years ago.
Exactly.
And so people, I don't know what your minimum is, but you give a significant amount of money, and you manage that money, and you're doing quite well with that. I mean, you invest it properly is what I'm saying.
Right. We have a investment manager that helps us, actually, that are out east, but they help us invest it, and it's the
grows.
Recently it's been really good. We've been in like 16 different investment categories. I mean, we don't need to get into all that.
But you're saying that their money just doesn't sit under the mattress.
Exactly.
You invest, make
right,
and then I want to give you credit. I want to talk a little bit about I don't want to leave the scholarships just yet, but what are some of the new things that you're giving money to? Because demographics change out there.
And but if I could just put in that, and that's great with the new things, but there's one thing that just caught my eye where it's like, this mission statement can stay forever. The aroma of pine, pristine lakes, fresh air, screened cabins, open air tents, singing, swimming, canoeing, hiking, and spending time being a kid in a kid's world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get to meet a lot of the Hiwela, the ladies, the campfire girls, this last grant round, but they're a spirited bunch. And, you know, that's the thing about the Community Foundation is the things that we do run the gamut, because we are here to unite the passion of our donors with projects that are needed and are meaningful. So, you know, we've got folks who, like the Campfire Girls, to scholarship donors, to people who are super passionate about particular organizations. Recently, we just started a fund from an estate that just goes to keep seniors, older adults, with their beloved cats, just cats, not dogs, cats, in their homes. So it supports organizations that, like the Humane Society, that has programs so that cats don't have to be surrendered, so that, you know, older folks can keep their cats. And that's a real example. I didn't just make that up.
Someone can give you money and earmark it, or just give it to you and say, look, you know what's going on in the community. But I sort of pick up on what you were talking about, that camp you have. You know, we have Camp Unalaya, and it's just those father-daughter things. And just, and again, it's something that's been around for a long time. But then there's a lot of new things, because Green Bay is, you know, demographically has changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
So there's new programs for some of the new opportunities that we have there. So tell me a little bit more about what's new here in Oshkosh. And you're doing a great job. I'm not taking anything away from your existing programs. That's important. But what are some of the things that you do now that you didn't do 10 years ago?
Well, I think, and Bill, I'll need to lean on you for this. I'm new to the Community Foundation, but some of the programs that we've done with reducing and preventing homelessness in this region are really critical projects. So, like I said, I wasn't.
That's kind of what Jim just. That's exactly what he was saying with Green Bay too. You got to be able to shift gears a little bit.
Yeah, you do, because it's not all Camp Unalaya. I mean, there's kids that don't have a house to sleep in, much less a camp. So, and our Community Foundation, I think, is, well, you know them.
In Green Bay.
Yep.
Over the years, what's really changed, I think, is the amount of human and health and human services that we do, the basic needs type stuff.
Right.
And it's everything from homeless to not only shelter, but food. And I even classify some education things into that, too. So we've really directed a lot more of our total giving towards that area.
Right, the basic needs. And I think sometimes I don't know if it was always there, but we sure address it a lot more. But it's very obvious in Green Bay.
But that doesn't mean that we have to continue to support all these things that lift up all ships.
Right.
I mean, we've done a lot of the Leach Amphitheater. I'm just looking right across the street. We helped with that. And we did years ago. We helped with a swimming pool in town. We've helped with a Y. And we've helped with a lot of.
Nice.
You have beautiful parks around here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have funds with the parks.
So beautiful zoo. I mean,
we're trying to help everything. And if we put all of our emphasis just in one area, we won't strengthen the community, which is what our mission statement is.
Right?
Totally get it.
That's awesome.
But, you know, another cool thing, though, too, is like even in Green Bay, we're talking, like, they'll have these like art programs for more of the inner city type kids, and these book drives and some of these things that, okay, those basic needs, because there are kids that go to school hungry.
Exactly.
And that's not even a question. So that's the fundamental part, but let's make it fun afterwards as well, correct?
Yeah, I think that's really what it comes down to, because everybody has a specific passion for a different area of need in our community, and that's what we're here for. That's why we can't, you know, or we don't just focus on one issue area, because that would be a disservice to the passionate people in this community.
And you need every they all got to work together. Exactly. You just can't take one lane because right. then other things will get hurt a little bit.
Right.
Tell me about the scholarships. Let's go back to that. You awarded 305 scholarships?
305 recipients, more scholarships than that, because some kids get more than one. They're just so great. So.
Did you ever get more than one, Johnny?
No.
Did you ever get one?
I got one.
Did you?
From the booster club, Nagani nice. Booster Club.
That's awesome.
I think it was $200.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's nice.
Today, that's probably, you know, I'm just kidding.
I got one.
It's one more than I got.
Same. I didn't get any.
But tell me about that event and how the selection process has got to be extremely difficult.
It's a really complex program. Bill and I had to meet with our director of education yesterday so we could keep track of all everything in the program, because the Oshkosh Area Community Foundation serves a pretty wide geographic range. We are all of Winnebago County, all of Washera County, Green Lake County, and the city of Ripon.
Oh, wow.
So it's Oshkosh area, et cetera.
Yeah.
That's about 15 different school districts.
I was going to say, that's a pretty big geographical area right there. That's a big circle.
So we're giving scholarships in all of those schools.
Well, you know what's great, though, too, is because, like, even with the Green Bay, you think, okay, well, sure, you know, Green Bay East, Green Bay West, the Preble's of the world. But, you know, we've got these little outlying schools that really sometimes don't have that community, you know, funding and different things like that.
Exactly.
So what you guys are doing is going outside the city boundaries, which I think is really important, don't you?
Yeah.
Right. But what we're really doing is we're helping those communities develop a way to give out scholarships, because most of the scholarships that we're giving, like in Berlin or Princeton or Green Lake or it was the smaller communities, those are the people from those communities that are actually supporting their schools. We're just kind of the administrator and helping them develop a plan so that they can continue to help their own
which
communities.
They need, though.
We're the partner.
That's the grass, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just for our listeners that may be geographically challenged, Princeton is like this little town.
Princeton's a little town.
It's not New Jersey.
No. Oh, yeah. Good call.
We're talking about scholarships. Hey. He mentions Princeton.
Hey, I was going to say, Todd, I was going to say, I think for as many times as Jim drives through an area, they could do a scholarship just on his tickets.
It's,
what was the other little town? Brandon or something?
Brandon is
awesome.
Brandon Meats. Good place to stop.
Brandon received a nice donation from him last year.
I think
it's in his name, Mayor Schmidt Community Foundation Scholarship.
Excellent. Hey, you know, I can get you connected to the right people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 17 schools you said you work with?
I think 15 schools.
15, I'm sorry. And these kids send in their applications. Then
it's a cool process, actually, because we have over 250 unique scholarship funds. Mm-hmm. Some of them give out more than one award, right? You know, it depends on the setup. But kids only have to fill out one application. We have a universal application process by the region. So if you are, all the kids got to know is where they go to school. And then they fill out one application. It's pretty comprehensive. And they get matched up to opportunities that they're eligible for. And then they get considered for those.
Great.
That's right. I'll tell you what, that's, did you ever get any scholarships coming out of high school?
I don't remember where they are.
But anyway.
I got the Kiwanis, I know that.
Oh, there you go. But I mean, that's quite the throw when you get that letter.
Oh, yeah.
In the mail, and it's like, wow. Yeah,
25 bucks.
Whatever it is, it's just, you feel pretty cool.
I don't know if that's a scholarship.
You got the scholarship. I
guarantee you, in a scrapbook someplace, I've still got that letter from 1975.
Oh, my gosh.
This is great. And let's talk about some of the other programs that in the foundation, how people can give to the foundation, too. I mean, that's equally as important. So let's talk about all that.
Well, I think that
we're going to set our quick break.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Right. Yeah. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Never mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Summer, summer, summer. Hey, once again, it's our Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest, your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of Wisconsin Dell Area Vacation or Door County Vacation.
Yes!
Yes!
This hour's keyword is family. F-A-M-I-L-Y. Family. Just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use a text button to send the keyword family for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
This hour, you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the keyword again is...
Yes!
No, it's not!
Family. I'm just kidding.
Yes.
F-A-M-I-L-Y.
You have until the end of the hour. Good luck.
Yes!
It's family. It's family.
It's Marv Albert's birthday. That's where we're celebrating.
He said it all the time. So
yes.
We actually had him on there.
One more time. Anyway.
Yes.
Thank you.
Anyway, back to something more important than Marv. The Community Foundation here in Oshkosh, which is more than Oshkosh. I didn't know that either. I mean, that's quite the reach.
Yeah.
And
by the way, I got to say something. Those are cool little towns. When we drove down to, where is it, the Dells we came to, Todd?
Yeah, you got to go through Princeton.
Those are really cool little
towns. Marcusan is out there.
Yes! Love those towns.
Yeah.
Except driving through.
You get a speed limit. You got to go slow.
He got a ticket. Okay.
Oh, geez.
John, is your wife listening?
Dear guest.
Donna
listening?
So we
what was that? What was that last word?
What's that?
Yes!
Yes!
I didn't get him.
We get pulled over.
Yes!
Okay.
In
he gets a warning, I believe.
In Princeton.
Princeton. We're going through the next little town, which is...
Montello.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I grew up in that area. Over there, three minutes away.
I said, oh my God, the guy's coming back again. He must have forgot something.
To give you your license
back. No, it was a whole different police department. 3 minutes later, pulled over again.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Expensive Christmas party.
Were you late?
I was going home.
Oh,
I was going home. I was going to get home. So anyway, that was then. The scholarships that you give out, and you made a good point that I think people want their name on a scholarship, and they give their money to you, and then you, with them, they can earmark it, or they can tell you kind of what we're looking for, or the young women, and whatever they want to do. You know, YMCA, but. The minimum is $10,000, and if you give out 4%, you know, it's $400. So you're thinking it would be nice if you could get an endowment or somebody to give you a check for, you know, maybe $25,000, $30,000.
We have a lot of different size scholarships. I think the one we like to talk about the most is called the William Bray Scholarship, and back in the 60s, he gave about $90,000. And we give out 5% or 4.5% a year. We've given out over, $400,000 out of that scholarship.
Think about that.
We've given out over $2 million out of that scholarship, and it just keeps growing and growing. So give a pretty worthy amount of money in the beginning, it takes right away. You can see the advantages of it, and then over time, it makes a huge difference.
And could I read some of the other ones that you give to that? These are like kind of heartfelt. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of East Central Wisconsin to send 8 little kids and their bigs to Camp Onaway in Wapaka.
So that's for the camps.
Yes.
That's different than the scholarship.
I know that, totally. But I'm just talking about some of this money goes to.
What the foundation does.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay,
Boy Scouts of America, Bay Lakes Council, 15 scouts that can attend camp of their choice. Boys and Girls Club of Oshkosh, overnight trips, 175 kids at Camp Radford in New London. Easter Seals, Wisconsin, 5 youth with disabilities to Camp Wabeek in Wisconsin Dells. Friends of Camp
I don't know how to say it either.
Okay. Anokij. To give 10 youth week-long experience at there in Plymouth. Wisconsin Badger Camp. 2 youth with developmental disabilities to enjoy a week at Wisconsin Badger Camp in Platteville. YMCA of the Fox Cities. 20 youth to Camp Nanabushu in Lakewood. I mean, these are unbelievable things. And there's some testimonials about one of the people. It says, as soon as the little boy got off the bus, he said, Mom, when can I go back? When can I go back? I mean, those are the kinds of things where it's like, okay, scholarships are great for school and everything. We all needed those and wanted those. But when you talk about the influence and the impact you can have on these little kids, that is, I'll write a check right now for that.
I mean, it's really special, you know, to be involved with the Community Foundation and see the breadth, the huge scope of things that the Community Foundation touches. When we talked with Cheryl, our Director of Education, yesterday, she was telling us about a new scholarship that just opened last fall. It's called the Scholarship for Hope, and it supports students who have a refugee background, and that scholarship was given out this spring for the first time.
Nice.
We have scholarships that are memorials. I cannot remember the name of the individual, but it's named after a person in law enforcement who died on duty, and his family and loved ones, coworkers created a memorial scholarship in his name. And the other thing that's really special about scholarships is family, multiple generations of family sometimes get involved in the award ceremonies each spring. So they are part of seeing that legacy carry forward.
Awesome.
It's really special.
That is.
That's fantastic.
And the camps, I want to underscore that too. I wish every kid could go to camp, right?
It's
you? I mean, it's just, it's great. But I mean, to help them out and the scholarships are good. It does help take the edge off, but these camps are lifetime memories.
Exactly. And I mean, I think that's underscored by the commitment that the Hiwala, the Campfire Girls have to the Hiwala Youth Fund. Mm-hmm. No one asked them to get together every year and read a bunch of applications from organizations. You know, this is their passion, and they get to continue living and carrying on that legacy of their cherished memories of camp to help today's youth.
And to put it in perspective, too, even like Joan Kroc, who, of course, she owns the Kroc Centers and became a billionaire, basically, very disadvantaged as a youth, was heartbroken when her rich kids were going to camps, and her mission in life was, I'm going to make sure every kid gets to go to a camp or gets to go to a Y or gets to go to something like that. So who knows, some of these kids that are benefiting from these camps, what they could turn out to be and how they could keep paying this forward.
Sure. Like them all to open up a McDonald's franchise, you know, and just take off. She was great. I mean, she's passed away since then, but she was in Green Bay and just nicest person on the planet, right? Yeah. And that's a lot of the people are who give to your
organization. Kate, Bill, Oshkosh Area Community Foundation, what you guys do is spectacular. Whatever we can do to sponsor that. And when I said about writing out a check, I don't actually have a check.
He doesn't. But
you can give online.
No.
Stock, real estate. You can give a lot of different things.
Summer.
Hey, welcome back. It's our Summer Scotty Text to Win Statewide Contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation.
All right, so this hour's keyword is family. F-A-M-I-L-Y, family. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play Stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send in the keyword family for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
This hour, you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets. And the keyword again is family, not yes. Family, F-A-M-I-L-Y. You've got till the end of the hour. Good luck. And again, you want to text in because it helps Jim and John look good to the bosses at corporate.
Yeah, it doesn't look good when he says the keyword is yes. It's Mike. It's Marv Albert's 84th birthday today. So
that's I did hear you guys talking.
Oh, we had him on.
Yes.
That's
awesome. John,
yes. Exactly.
Anyway,
Justin Schmick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm living the dream over here. I was like, I'm on the radio.
Tell everybody who you are and what you do, my friend.
Tell them what you do. That's living the dream.
Yeah.
Well, my name's Justin Schmick. I own the Schmick Freeman Insurance Agency. I got offices in Amro and Oshkosh. But, you know, I'm so much more than that, right? Not just an insurance guy, right? I'm a dad. I'm a husband. I'm an exotic dancer for hire. I enjoy long walks on the beach. Yeah.
Albert, you may want to back that up.
Yeah, right. Listen, but honestly, the exotic dancer part, it's by call only because I'm 41. I got to stretch beforehand. I need time.
No impromptu. So
it's tough to pull an hammy when you're
I'm not just up there all day long. Okay? I need some prep time.
You're talking to somebody here, buddy. I know. I've been there.
So you're Chippendale. All right, welcome. Yeah. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, I'm more, you know, from the Rescue Rangers, the Chippendale Rescue Rangers, I'm more like the
the bigger guy in the rescue Rangers.
Do you do anything Monty. Else?
Monty. Jim and John, for your anniversary, we brought him in. He's going to do a show for you.
Yeah. Right now. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. I was stretching outside beforehand. So yeah. Good.
Well, look no!
Right. Look at the time. Thanks for coming in, Justin. Right. So what do you got going on tonight? You got a big, big date night coming up here.
For me?
Yeah. With Waterfest.
Well, Waterfest is tonight, yeah.
You're one of the biggest fans of Waterfest.
I'm a huge fan of Waterfest. I think it's a great, it's an awesome concert. It's always a lot of fun. And Hairballs tonight, that's a huge draw.
Huge.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. Oshkosh does it right. And so does Amro. I like Amro. You see, you have an office there?
Everybody likes Amro because right? Amro's awesome.
It is.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Is. Absolutely, yeah.
We're talking about how cities get a lot of the attention, but some of these outlying communities are very special. You know?
The first time they did the Freedom Free Fall was in Amro at that airport there.
Oh, really?
And that was so cool. And so many people from Amro came out to support the veterans for prevention of suicide. It was really cool.
I used to live out there. I used to watch guys jump out of airplanes all the time. Perfectly good airplanes. And it wasn't crashing or anything. Just jumped right out of there.
So with guys like that, do you actually insure them? I mean, let's be honest. No, you would not.
That's actually one of the questions is on the life insurance part of things is have you jumped out of a plane or are you going to be flying or anything like that?
Are you serious?
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the first, I went skydiving there.
Yeah.
Get this. And these guys have heard this. When I was in high school, and I'm in college, freshman college, that was the first time I ever flew.
Really?
Think about that. Getting up there and then jumping out.
So the first time you were in a plane, you just jumped right out of it.
I did, man.
Okay. Well, hey.
So what's the first time you ever landed?
I don't know.
That's a good way to get over your fear of flying right away. You just jump out.
It did. Yeah,
and you get down safe. You're like, okay,
is that really on like the rider or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the questions.
What are some of the other things?
Are you going to be doing any long-term foreign travel? That's going to be another one that's on there.
Is this for life insurance?
It's for life insurance. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it's car insurance, nobody cares if you're jumping out of a plane
or not. What are some of the other things?
Wow.
On the life insurance side, there's a lot of questions. A lot of it goes, you know, it's more on your health records and all that kind of stuff. What kind of crazy things do you do in your life? Things of that nature. So they're just making sure that you're not a risk to pass away early.
So Schmidt Freeman Insurance, you do a lot of life insurance. The only reason I want to ask is, you know how you watch these TV shows? And they always take out this big life insurance policy, and then they knock off their spouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
that was like six episodes of Columbo. Yeah. Wasn't it?
Right. Yes. Listen,
just one more thing.
Right. Yeah, right. But has that ever happened to your company where it was that
questionable?
I haven't had to do any investigations on anything like that. But I will tell you that like I've got to hit some numbers every once in a while for contests and things like that with my companies. So I've got a lot of life insurance on myself.
Buy it. There you go. Smart.
So I will tell you that my wife is very aware that I am worth more dead than I am.
Oh, so don't tell her.
If I ever unexpectedly pass, you go find
first place
her.
First you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Yep. All right. We'll do that.
So let me ask you this. When it comes to life insurance, so many people are like, I'm going to put that off. If you go back in time with people, when would you tell them you got to do it?
Oh, before you're 18.
Oh,
honestly,
wow.
if you have kids, get a full term, a whole life insurance policy on them as soon as possible. It's inexpensive and it's convertible in a few different ways throughout their lifetime.
But if somebody's young that has kids, aren't they better off with term? And even though it expires in 20 years, and I did that, but we had a business. If I had if I had been dead, it would have been. I'm just curious, as you said, the whole life, right? You prefer that as a...
Well, for a youngster,
do me a favor, though, for anybody listening that doesn't know, go ahead and explain the difference.
Yeah, right.
Okay, term life insurance is just for a term. It's for a short term of time, right? So you can get a 5, 10, 15, 30-year, 25-year, depends on the company, right?
But once it's expired...
That's it, it's over.
And that money you put in, you don't get.
It's gone. You're rolling the dice that something might happen.
You roll the dice, you're going to die before.
Yeah,
exactly.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's a really fun thing to talk about on the radio.
I know, but that's all right. Great. It's important, though. I really do. I know a lot of people that put that off, and the guy, catastrophe, dies. Yep.
And then there's a GoFundMe page that we all have to
there's pay, a GoFundMe right? page, and Jim and I both having been in real estate for closed houses of those exact things.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the term life insurance is the term. Whole life is lasts your entire lifetime, and that can build cash value.
Right.
You can cash that in
down the road.
Yep.
Right?
And everything is situational in life insurance. Right. It depends on what you need. For kids, like if you're a newborn or 2 month old, get them a whole life policy because that number most of the time will lock in right there, and that's what they're paying monthly forever. unless they upconvert it or put anything else into it. As a parent, I would say, yeah, probably once you have kids, get a term policy. If you buy a house, get a 30-year term policy for the amount that you owe on the house. Right. Because if you pass, the bank's still going to want that money. Like, they don't say, oh, well, no, you no, died, you so thing. You don't have to pay us anymore.
Don't
no, they're going to find
it.
Somebody to pay them.
It's right. Okay.
Yep.
And I think once you, when I say the term, it's amazing if you want to do it again how expensive it is because you're older. And
oh, yeah. You know, the older you get, the closer you are to dying. So right. That's pretty much it.
It is. So if you take it out when you're 20, it's much.
Much less expensive because you're much less of a risk to pass away early at that point, right? So the insurance, every insurance company works on risk. Right. That's what actuaries do. They say, OK, this person is we have this much risk on this person. So this is how much it's going to cost. Right. We have way more risk on this person. So it's going to cost way more money because we're going to have to fork that money out earlier than later.
And as they say about insurance, it's true. It's insurance isn't for you. It's for the people who survive you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you got to get that through your head. It's like, wait a minute, I'm doing this for them. And it's got to work with your money, because if you miss a couple payments, they could throttle back on your policy, right?
Yeah, they can just cancel out.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think term's very expensive.
No, it's not. It's pretty reasonable. Yeah.
What things do you see that people have a misconception on when it comes to life insurance?
Nobody thinks they need it. Okay. Like, right? Nobody needs it until they need it. And that's with all insurance. It's like, oh, we don't need that until you need it. Until something catastrophic happens and you're like, well, now what am I going to do? You know, now I got to start a GoFundMe and see if I can beg a bunch of people for money. Well, in turn, you could have been paying $50 a month and get paid out a whole bunch of money
right
at this spot right now. So that's one of the biggest ones. Like, well, we don't really need it. And nobody wants to talk, especially on the life insurance side.
Well, that's
side,
right. That's totally. What I was just going to say. It's one of those topics dying. That, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's one of the biggest things is it's really hard to get anybody to even talk about it or consider the fact that there's a chance that they're going to pass away at some point.
So in your insurance company, right, we talked about whole life term, dude. You do the auto, home, all that?
We do a plethora of auto, home, commercial, all of it.
Okay.
Except for health insurance. Health insurance makes no sense to me. I can't wrap my head around health insurance.
Most people can.
Yeah.
It's
a whole different animal these days, isn't it?
And my wife carries the health insurance, so I don't even have to talk or think about it. So
there you go.
Yeah. That's a win for me.
Auto insurance. We need that. It's a law, right? Do you have auto insurance?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, okay. It's a law that you have to get it from me too. I don't know if you know that, but that is actually
from
it's a statute.
In Omro.
I
was sort of asking about auto insurance because people in Wisconsin, we all drive. The Geico, you hear these things that are these discounted things, and it happens with life insurance too. And boy, you don't read the fine print in there. Those aren't good policies. Some of those.
Well, the thing about having an agent compared to like going on geico.com or progressive.com is I had to go through all the education part. I had to get certified. I had to learn about what all these coverages mean. And you guys don't have to do that. So the best choice for you when you're looking at it, not knowing all the information, is whatever's the cheapest, right? Well, the cheapest is the state minimum $25.50 for auto insurance, which means if you run into somebody, you have $25,000 per person to pay for their medical expenses and things like that, and $50,000 aggregate for the entire incident. So if you got a couple of people in a vehicle that have some long-term issues, that have some rehab, some missed work, stuff like that, you're going to hit that $50,000 like
real
that.
Quick.
Real quick.
And then after that, and there's still bills, they'll come knocking on your door.
Yeah, then it's on you after that. Yep. Yeah. The insurance company will pay out up to the limit of the coverage, and then they'll say, well, we fulfilled our obligation.
Right.
Good luck.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes it seems like I'm an old guy because like I'll watch some of these shows in the afternoon, like a Gunsmoke or whatever, and the commercials will be about, oh, Bob died and he didn't have life insurance. Oh, he should call so-and-so's. Are those, I don't want to say the word scam, but are those like less than reputable?
No, I don't know. It depends on the company, right? Okay. I don't know for sure.
But you know the commercials I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I think... it's just the way that they're marketing it.
Okay.
It seems kind of scammy, but it's just, they're trying to get you.
They're trying to scare people. They're trying to scare
old
people.
Worried about it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And if you want to do that, there's a lot of,
I mean, I'll be honest. I bought 7 or 8 policies.
Yeah. Well, smart. Smart.
I mean, cover my butt.
But those may not pay for everything. It will cover your funeral costs. They may not pay for all your funeral costs. There may be things that are exempt from that. I just, you got to read the fine print on that stuff. Whereas an agent, you go to you. You know all that stuff. You've read it.
Exactly.
You tell us this is what you're getting. This is the difference between this one and this one. So
we can, what we do is we'll give you the best advice that we have in a few different options, but we'll give you here's what we really think you should do based on what we are seeing here and what we know. And then we'll let you decide. I'm not a sales guy. I'm not really good at it. I've got the product. I'll show it to you. Here's what it costs. You want it or you don't want it. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's fair to the
if you don't want it, that's okay. We can still be friends. You know?
Well, what's the highest amount that a person could get?
For life insurance?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Man. I don't. I mean, that depends on the company. It's a whole.
Like millions?
Game. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I would be so nervous if I had like a $10 million policy on me.
Like he just said, you got to sleep with one eye.
Dad.
Mino, you wouldn't be here right now.
Jim was a beneficiary.
I was a point in my life where I was worth more dead than alive.
And yeah.
But that was the term. But it doesn't, $1 million, John,
that's not that much these days.
You got the house, you got the kids, you got to get through school.
Yeah.
That can go pretty quick. So.
Absolutely.
Wow. Stick around, Jed. Yeah. This is interesting stuff. Schmick, Freeman Insurance, Oshkosh, and Amro back right after this.
The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Summer, summer, summer.
Hey, welcome back. It is summer. It's also a Scotty summer. You have about 7 minutes to go to text to win our statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets or $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation.
All right, and this hour's keyword is family. F-A-M-I-L-Y, family. Just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Choose WISS or WGBW. And use the text button to send in the keyword family for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
Or again, this hour you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets. And the keyword again is family. You've got till the end of the hour, as Mino said, about 7 minutes or so. Mino and the Mayor on WISS and WGBW.
Welcome back. We're coming your way from the WISS studios in beautiful, historic downtown Oshkosh.
Yes!
Justin Schmick. Schmick and Freeman Insurance. That will never get old.
Oh, no.
I loved
it when he'd be on Letterman and stuff
absolutely.
Come in with those wacky sports
Remember
videos.
Letterman gave him a hard time, though, because he came out and he talked about all the... He became real honest about what he did with the women.
I thought Letterman kind of supported him in that.
He did at first. It's like, why are you doing this, Marv? He was like, I shouldn't have done that. I bit her on the neck and I wore garters. What are you doing, Marv?
Yeah.
You should be more a little defiant.
Right.
But he totally,
Letterman ended up saying, I think you're a good guy.
Yeah.
You know, but
he was a little too honest.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always been my problem, too.
If you told us that you liked wearing garters and biting people on the neck, I think we'd all...
Yes!
We'd all what?
Hey, I'll tell you what. If you could
we'd all confirm.
My thigh. God bless you. Inner tube.
Speaking of insurance.
Schmick Freeman Insurance. Justin, a couple of quick things that these guys were talking about during the break I'd never heard of. Pet insurance.
Yeah, pet insurance. It's one of those things. You do love your pets. You're worried about their medical part of it. And I can understand getting pet insurance, especially if you're paying big money for a dog or an animal or whatever, because they're getting crazy expensive. Me, I won't. Like $300 is as much as I'll spend on an animal, on a dog, because I don't have any money. So that's
Jim
really
spends
what it is.
That to get his dog's toenails clipped.
Yeah, yeah.
But our kids are gone, and we just
right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But if you're putting big money in and it's a big investment,
right.
I think that's probably a smart.
They don't have
smart
pet life insurance, do they?
I don't know about the life insurance side of it.
No, we
don't,
just health insurance, right?
Yeah. The main thing is it covers those big medical bills, like if they swallow a toy or they
have
some kind of
just,
cancer or any kind of thing
that
comes up.
The cancer when they get older, but you pay $4,000 or $5,000 for a dog, you want to, and something goes in, because those that medical stuff.
I paid $25 for my dog from the Humane Society. So
is that where yours from?
It was $25.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. My dogs are always from the Humane Society.
Oh, that's cool. That's beautiful. Well, that's awesome.
I found mine on Craigslist.
I got to say one thing. You know, people might have the stereotypical thing of an insurance salesman from, you know, back in the days of, you know, the TV shows where everybody's dad was an insurance salesman. I bet you're the only insurance, or you are the only insurance salesman I know that has his own brand name flip-flops.
I do. It's all about the brand.
I'm going to, just so you know, I'm going to take a picture for social media.
Yeah,
okay?
Yes. Take a picture of my
How cool and hip is that insurance agent?
Right?
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
But you know what that reminds me of? I got a bad pang. You ever look at something? It's like, ooh, why did I just get a bad pang? And it's because from yesterday, I had to go get my checkup for my skin cancer. Okay. Which, by the way, all good.
Yeah.
Clean bill of health.
Nothing new. Didn't find anything new. Okay.
And
But he's got to go back next week.
Todd had me so scared I couldn't sleep the night before I went for my checkup. He told me I was going to be completely naked, and they're going to be. He told me I was going to have to be on like my hands and knees, and they're going to be checking certain
every
things.
Crevice.
And you were nervous about going in? That sounds like fun.
Well, the thing is, they said, "You want a guy or a woman doctor?" I'm like, "I don't care. I don't know what's it. It's a doctor." And then I started thinking, whatever. Well, it wasn't that bad, but I literally couldn't sleep the night before because of what Todd put in my head. Okay? So I took like 6 showers. I did whatever, put on my greatest whatever. Actually, wore biker shorts and whatever. Oh, okay?
That sounds
wonderful. Put on Old English, you know, in his lower parts.
You know the only thing he said?
A little manscaping before.
Right.
No, I should have, because he said, "Oh, you got a little bit of a rash down there." I'm not joking. I said, that's working out too much. But you want to know the one thing that I just thought about seeing you in flip-flops? It's like, oh, crap, the one thing I forgot to
do. You didn't clip your toenails.
I did not clip my toenails.
Ooh, see, I would,
and they are gross. Oh,
just this pedicures, they're all over. You just pull in and it's great. Yep.
And it's okay for guys to do it.
It is.
And they do a great job.
I got a fetish about somebody touching my feet. I mean, a bad fetish.
Wait a minute.
A fetish, John, is okay.
Yeah.
Right. Nope.
No, you're adverse to that.
You have a phobia.
There we go.
Fetish.
We found
phobia.
They both start with F.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you were real close.
Thanks.
I know phobia.
Jeff Schmick, Schmick Freeman Insurance, Oshkosh Nonro, give yourself a plug. Tell people why they should give you a call.
Listen, insurance is boring. It really is. Nobody wants to talk about it. So talk about it with somebody that's fun to talk to. That's us at Schmick Freeman Insurance.
And the thing is, you're not doing it for yourself.
No, you
know what I mean? The person that's going to come to talk to you about it, they're not going to benefit from it nearly as much as somebody that they love is going to benefit.
Exactly.
You know, and what I like about not just the products that you offer, but the different ages, you're not pigeonholed to this person. You go 25 to 90.
We take all kinds.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
Absolutely.
Because people need
promote
to
promote your social things.
Oh yeah. You can find me on social media. I do tell daily dad jokes, to my friend Stephanie. So, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and all those things. It's just
my name. You're that hip on stuff like that?
What are you talking about, John?
No, I'm not. I have no idea how I got any kind of following on Instagram. I'm not supposed to be on there. I'm too old for that. I have no clue how that happened. It just did.
Give us one dad joke.
All right. Guy walks into a library, says, "I'd like to order a cheeseburger and fries." Librarian's like, "Dude, this is a library." So the guy's like, "Okay, sorry. I'd like to order a cheeseburger."
Yes!
That is funny.
That's actually really good.
That's a good one.
That is actually a good one.
Better than the one I told you.
Yeah, it's a lot better. All the ones you told me. One more time, tell everybody where they can find you.
Schmick Freeman Insurance, Amro, and Oshkosh.
Right.
And tell you,
great.
This guy is cool. This guy is fun.
Thanks, guys. I'm blushing.
I'm blushing.
Absolutely.
All right.
Good man.
Thanks, Justin.
All right. We got to set a quick break. When we come back, we're attacking a little pickle and bags. Back after this. And our way is on the road again.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.